Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Yesod Gadol that the Rambam said, according to the Rambam, as understood by Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, there are two dinim, in order that a kli shebe mekabeltum, one has to have a shem b'fnei atzmo, and meaning it has to have be a kli, has to be a kli b'fnei atzmo, and B, it also has to be a kli maisa, it has to be able to be used for something, or a tachshit. However, it's not so pashut that the Reb Chaim is correct, and that's what we're going to explore now, based on the Noam Eliezer of Harav Porat, who's a Rosh Hashiva in Ottawa, Canada. So it says in the 11th parak in Mishnah Test, Nezem, a ring, Shu Asui, like an earring, or nose ring, Shu Asui Kamin Kedera, that was shaped like a pot at its bottom, like a lentil at the top, the nifrak and the sections fell apart, so the pot-shaped section is susceptible to ptuma, because it's a kli-based kibble, because it's a receptacle. Kadosh is the lentil-shaped section, is susceptible to impurity, b'fnei atzmo in and of itself, meaning it has a shame kli, and the tzinora, the hooklet, is tahara. Rambam there in the Perashim Mishnayis explains that klei matris is mekabel tuma if it has one of three conditions. One, shem b'fnei atzmo, two, tachshit, and three, if it has in its own name, B, if it's an ornament, or C, if it has a base kibble. So he writes in Hilchos Kelim 9:3. When a ring is fashioned like a bowl from below and a lentil from above, and they came detached, it's susceptible to impurity in its own right. In other words, the kedera, susceptible to tum in its own right because it has a base kibble. Yadasha mekabelas tuma b'fnei atzma. Why? Because it has a shem b'fnei atzma, as an independent name. The hooklet, the ring's wire, the portion that enters the ear of the nose, isn't susceptible to tum in its own right. If a ring is made like a cluster of grapes and it becomes separated, it's pure. And it's, while broken up, it's not fit to be used as an ornament. You see in the Rambam, one of three things. Either it's a receptacle, it has an independent name, or it's a tachshit. It has one of these three conditions, it's makabel tuma. So, the mashmos, the Rambam, you need one of these three conditions. According to the Chaim, you have to have two things. A, it has to be, have to have a shem b'fnei atzmo, and B, it also has to be a kli maaser or a tachshit. But according to the Rambam, both are necessary. If it has a shem b'fnei atzmo, it's enough. And if it's a tachshit or a kli maaser alone, it's also enough. You don't need both. Also, in the Sifri Zuta, Huva b'perish harash kelim perikin aleph mishnah beis, the biur v'hagos ma'im tohoyim sham milas dovol mar bekelim atulim b'shmoisim ratzon eloimar kuyim b'shemot b'fnei atzmam u'mishamshim b'shemot acherim klomar hatashmish hamiyuchad lehem eino elo letashmish acherim v'on haken shelefnei hamita ulam ha'mar v'chol davar mar be'od gam kelim atulim b'shemot acherim v'avin kmo kli sheyesh lo shem levay v'sar kedei techamin ha'sheinim mitamim. That's the lashon of the Sefer Mayim Toharim. So we see from him that there are two ways that a kli can be a kli ma'isa. Number one, a kli that is shimush la'acherim, and it's makabel tuma mitzad shmo. Sheyesh lo shem b'fnei atzmo. That's what he says. Davar kuyim b'shemus b'fnei atzmo. In other words, their tashmish is tashmish la'acherim, like a ken, like a base before a bed. So since it has a shem b'fnei atzmo, it's mishamish other things, but it has a shem b'fnei atzmo, it's makabel tuma. And then he says, and what is called davar marbe? Even kelim atzlim b'shem asacherim, it has a shem levai. And the reason it's tamei is because this tashmishan is b'fnei atzmo, right? It's a shem levai. But it's tashmish is bifnei atzman. So it's makabel tum mitzat shimusha. In the first case, it's makabel tum mitzat shmo. And the second case, it's makabel tum mitzat shimusha. Again, this is not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, you need two conditions here. You have only one condition. You can either have a shem bifnei atzmo or have a shimush bifnei atzmo. And don't have to have a shame bifnei atzmo, and that it should also be a kli ma'isa. Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Kelim, in the second halacha, writes, "Tasin shel barzel, when metal plates, shemenicham alechoya adam, are placed on a person's cheeks, b'shas milchama as protection in a time of battle. Like you have these baseball players, you know, having their helmets, they have the their cheeks are protected. Ena makabum tuma. Why are they not makabel tuma? These metal plates, because they don't have an independent name. Ein lam shem b'fnei atzman." If, however, they have a receptacle for water, they are susceptible to impurity like all receptacles. Yesh la'ayin v'makor Rambam v'perek yud alef mishnah chetz. Az yesh la'ayin b'zeh ha'im mishum oto beis kibbol. What do we say in the Rambam? We say that they have a base kibble, mayim, they're metame, like every clay kibble. So do we say that because of this base kibble, now they have a shem bifnei atzma? Or no? Maybe because of their base kibble, they're called a kli, even though they don't have a shem bifnei atzma. So based on what we learned earlier, b'din nezem asu kikidera, v'chei nezem asu kimin eshkol, so on the Rambam, they don't need to have a shame bifnei atzmam. The very fact that they have a base kibble is enough. That's what we saw on the Rambam. Three conditions. One is shame bifnei atzma, two is tachshit, three is base kibble. But have a base kibble would be enough. And ain lechol gargi shem b'fnei atzmo, but it would have a gargi shem b'fnei atzmo would be enough. And if you have a nezem osu kikidera, and then it comes apart, so the kidera is makabel tuma, because it has a base kibble, the Rambam says. And the adash is makabel tuma, is a shem b'fnei atzmo. So you see that just having a base kibble is enough, and it doesn't have to have a shem b'fnei atzmo. We also see in the Rambam 9:6 in Hilchos Kelim. Kol ha-kisuyin shel mateches tahorim. All of the metal coverings of receptacles are pure. Ve'en mekabel tum nei she'en lam shem f'nei atzmen. Ve'en mekabel tum because they don't have an independent name. Chutz mekisuy ha-mecham. The exception of the covering of a mecham, a samovar, where you heat water up, keep hot water. Mekisui teni and the covering of a doctor's prescription box shall rofin. Why? Nation may nichim bo as a isplanonis nasikli kibble, because bandages are placed in it. It becomes a receptacle. Fomar, afal pi, shein lo shem bifnei atzmo, it's makabel tumah, it's the kli kibble. So again, you need one of three things in order for it to be makabel tuma: a shame b'fnei atzmo, or because of its usage, like for example, as a kli kibble, or it's a tachshit, and that's enough to make it that it should be makabel tuma, not like Reb Chaim in the Rambam, who says that you need two tanaim, like we saw before. That it has a shame and it also has a tashmish. So to explain the Rambam, we'll get back to the Rambam now, that we started with. The Rambam says, Hachatzotzeres, this trumpet, Shemafutzelet chuliot chuliot, it's made up of different parts, Imen yodea lachzira ala uman, if only an uman could put it together, it's makabel tuma when it's connected. If anybody can put it together, it's not makabel tuma. And then that's where we started. We had the whole Rabbi who asked, and Reb Chaim explained the Rambam. But now we don't accept the Rabbeinu Chaim because we had kashas. So hamechuver v'divrei haRambam, k'mo shekosav b'sefer Chasdei David, b'Tosefta Kelim. שהחצוצרת עשויה מפרקים וחוליות רבות. That this trumpet is made up of different parts, and each part is not bas kabbalas tum, is not susceptible to tum, because it's only a mixas kliar when it's connected. If we need an uman to connect it, to put it back when it comes apart, to assemble it when it becomes disassembled, it turns out שעשויה לקיימה כך מחוברת. In other words, when the woman puts it together, it's really considered connected, because you're not going to call up the expert every time you need it. You're going to call the handyman every time you need him to come around. You're not going to do that. So therefore, it's considered when it's connected, it's considered connected. When the handyman connects it, it's considered connected. You're not going to take it apart. But if a hedjit can be machzirit, so even when it's connected, it's not considered connected. Because you can take it apart and put it back together. Since it's a medesless part, it can be back as damia. And therefore, have like a shivre kli v'lo makabli tuma. And therefore, it's like a shever kli, and it's not makabli tuma. The way Reb Chaim had it, as we read out in the previous shiur, when it's if a hedjit can be machzirit, it's not considered a chibur, it's not considered one kli. The only way it can be makabel tuma is if each part has a shem bifnei atzma. And each part doesn't have a shem bifnei atzma. The choyas hachatzotzot don't have a shem bifnei atzma. So it's not a shem bifnei atzma, it's not a kli. Hashem came when it's and only an uman can put it together. You Right, the parts don't have a shem b'fnei atzmo, but it's considered one kli. Now we're saying similar to that, that when an uman can put it together, it's considered. When a hedgehog can put it together, it's considered, even when it's connected, it's considered mefurak. It's considered disconnected. Here the Chasdei Dabba doesn't get into the, it's a shame b'fnei atzmo, it doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzmo. He just says that when a hedgehog can put it together and can assemble and disassemble it, then it's not considered a kli. It's considered a mikzas kli. But if only an uman can do it, then it's considered a kli because it's going to be left like that. It's considered, the chibur is considered a proper chibur. So, why is it considered a proper chibur? Because he's going to keep it that way. Chaim doesn't say he's going to keep it that way. He just says when an uman can put it together, it's considered a proper kli. Chasdei David said that when an uman can put it together, it's considered permanent. So is Mefurish in Rashi, Shabbos, Mem Zayin, Amrav, Dirmasko, Karen, Agulva, Karen, Pshuta. He writes, Shnen min klei zemer, these are instruments. Pwasin, Akavnikam, Kikvara, it's made with holes like a sieve. Machzum, Chalal, Matsim, and Kolas, Harbe. Karen, Agula, Maisa, Umanhu. Karen, Agula is an expert, does it? Tzarech letkoa bin akavim b'chozek v'havi malacha v'kerem pshutu machnisa v'revach v'darkom l'farkom tamidu pater. It's a maisa uman, and it's stuck in very, very tightly. It's a malacha. It's a maka b'patish, kerem pshuta. It's the derech to take it apart in his pater. So you see the soda hevda between kerem agula and kerem pshuta is that an agula, the chibur is l'kayama. That's why it's tight. Pshuta is not. Not the kayam. So that's the difference. That would be the difference between the Rambam. Yeah, that would be the difference between Agula and Pshuta. And that's like we saw in Chasdei David. Same idea. That if it's for Kvius, a Karen Agula is for Kvius, it's a Maisa Uman, so it's considered a Makabel Tuma. It's considered a Kli. But if it's not the kvius, then it's not considered a kli. And Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilyan HaShas, Shabbos, is mitzayin to the Mishnah Kelim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. And the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnais is mitzayin to the Gemara and Shabbos, Mishnah Zayin Amud Aleph. So you see that it's the same din, the Mishnah and Kelim and the Gemara and Shabbos. Kerem Shuta, since it's done the farkol akiva tamid, it's not considered a chibur shel kayam, and therefore you're not chayav al tzias kli b'shabbos, and it's also not makabel tuma because it doesn't have a shame kli. And now for Enfert the kasha of the Ravid and the Rambam. Zadkan lo komer a Rambam. This reason that a hedger can be machzor, it's not considered a chibur. Rambam only wrote that since a hedger yochol lachzor, it's not considered a chibur. That's a kli that the derech is to take it apart all the time. But a zug and an inbal, it's not a kli shederech lefar kotamidi. Rabbit asked from zug v'inbal. He said, Zug Vinbal can be taken apart by a hedyot, and yet when it's connected, it's considered a kli, it's makabel tuma. So how can the Rambam say that if a hedyot can take it apart, it's not considered a kli? We see a Zug and a Ninbal hedyot take apart, it is considered a kli. Teretz says, no, a Zug and a Ninbal, it's not the derech lefarik tamid, the mele, it's considered a kli. So, doesn't matter that the hedger can put it back together. Adarabba, that makes it mechuber. Because a hedger can put it together, so that means it's mechuber. A hedger is putting it together. And that makes it mechuber. That gives it a din mechuber. Mashen ken a chatzotzeres. Since it's derek lefarka tamid, if it's a karam pshuta, that it's always taken apart and assembled and disassembled, even when it's mechuber, it doesn't have a shem kli, because it's the derech to take it apart. And that's the teretz of the kash of the rive. The rive asks from Zugan Inbo, you see that a hedjot can put it together and it's considered a kli? The answer is yeah, because there it's not the derech to take it apart all the time. But a chatzotzra, where it's the derech to take it apart all the time, that if a hedjot can do it, so it's not considered a kli. That b'siyata d'shmaya is a halach in this Rambam. And of course, we have Mirtzah Hashem, I'm hoping, many, many thousands more Shirim and Mishnayos. God should just give us life, Mirtzah Hashem. Life and health. And the financial means. And then we'll be able to continue and see more and more Neflos Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. And may we be zocha to continue special Hana learning Mishnayos Be'im. May Hashem just give us life and health to do so. Shalom, shalom.